Before we begin today's show, we wanted to take a moment to make this statement. In all of the WDW Review's 250 episodes, we share smiles, laughter, and inclusion. Hate has no home here and never will. We stand against racial injustice. We've started a fundraising campaign to benefit the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. For more information, please consider joining our Facebook group called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. Thank you. Welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik. And I'm joined by my co-host, Peter Ponocorvo, Stacey Nyman. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so this is actually take two. Take one probably won't see the light of day. And their smiles were as big as today, the second, not quite as big right now. It's like, yeah, I'm here. Let's move along. Anyways, we're joined by educators, Carly Positano and Tim Van Swole. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Excellent, guys. We got a good show today. We've got a game today, a brand new game we're gonna try out. But before that, we'd like to share, and we want to share what's good in our life. But we have a lot of we have a lot to get through today. So let's do it concisely. How about a three words version of what's good in our life? You guys good with that? Carly,
yeah.
Describe. Give me something good in three words.
Working air conditioning.
Oh, she's feeling the breeze right there. Okay. Outstanding. Was this a part or was this a complete replacement?
Just a part.
Okay.
But, you know, it took a week and a half to get in, so.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Stacey, three words. Describe something good in your life right now.
Animal Crossing addiction.
He said good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess there are worse things to be addicted to.
All right. So,
true. I mean, it could have been Animal Crossing meth, I guess.
Right. Stacey, follow up with that. Why is that good? Just follow up with that.
I just really love the game, and it just gives a little escape to reality that's happening in our world right now. So I know I can go to my little island and design and plant flowers, and they're not dying on me. Like normal flowers would be if I were planting them outside. It's just fun, a fun escape.
Okay. Mr. Tim, three words. Hit me with it.
Grilling, gardening, relaxing.
Oh, man. Those are solid. Those are solid summertime words. I like that. Peter, three words.
New Samsung phone.
New
nice.
Samsung phone. Nice. Excellent. Okay. I'll give you three for me here. Going to say committed, positive, and
lighter.
Lighter. There you go. Committed, positive, and lighter. Thank you for the help, Pete.
No problem, buddy.
There was a bump, set, spike right there. Combination. I appreciate that. Outstanding.
Now, the committed part, that they're letting you out to record or...
At least once a week.
Okay.
So
hey, we all need time for ourselves sometimes.
Mr. Tim knows this firsthand. Stacey and Carly know this as well, as just being runners, and you're learning this from your multiple 5Ks you're signed up for right now.
That, not running.
I know that. Me neither. But soon enough, the exercise becomes just part of the fabric of your day. And when you don't get it in at the end of the day, oh, I can tell a difference in my attitude. If I don't walk like the 3 or the 5 or whatever it is in that day, I am one grumpy dude at the end of the day. So, like, in order for me to keep myself regulated and centered, I need those steps every day. So.
Is anybody else glad he said regulated instead of regular?
Regular.
That would have been really
well, that awkward, comes with right? It too sometimes.
That's coffee, and that's in the morning, Pete. So don't worry about that. We're golden, all right? So we're going to go there. All right, you guys ready to start?
Sure. Yeah.
Good.
Boys versus girls. How does that sound? Uh-oh. Peter and Tim versus Carly and Stacy. You know our three words we just did right there? How about we do the exact opposite?
I'm going to describe something for you in three words, and you got to guess what it is. Okay? So I was thinking we could do attractions, we can do food, we can do parks, we can do a number of things. But we're going to stay on the resorts, because we just went through a whole tour of the premier resorts of Universal. But let's get back to Disney. I've got...
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yes.
If this was going to be
premier
resorts for Universal, I'd be like, okay, Tim's playing by himself.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, he gets double points for just doing it by
himself. We got 27 clues written right here. So I'm going to describe it to you in three words. First person who gets it gets a point. First team gets a point. If they fail, the other team obviously has a chance to steal. You guys good with this?
So it's just a free-for-all, or is it going back and forth?
No, it's a free-for-all. First person to speak up gets it for the team. Okay, so you gotta be clear and be quick here. And we're going to jump all over the map. We're not going to just stay to one specific style. So, first one, historic, 1800s, charming.
Grand Floridian.
Mm. No.
Port Orleans. Port Wilderness.
See,
what do you think? Port Orleans, French Quarter?
Oh, I said Port Wilderness Lodge. Already.
Well, Tim, hang on. I guess you get two guesses at this. We're making the rules up as we go, of course. This is the dub.
I forgot. I should have discussed with Carly. Wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this is our practice round. This is the practice round, clearly. Maybe we should make one guess per team. Okay, so you have to discuss, okay. I guess. Wait a minute. How are you going to discuss if it's the first person? Who developed these rules? Who developed these rules?
That's why I asked if it was a free-for-all, if we were going back and forth.
Maybe back and forth.
All right. Let's make it a free-for-all. You get a maximum of two guesses, for goodness sakes. But, Pete, you were wrong. So, the other team, you get a chance to go next.
Okay.
What do you think, Stace?
I like your French Quarter idea.
French Quarter?
French Quarter, Riverside.
Wrong. Mr. Tim.
Wilderness Lodge.
Wrong. Got a last guess here?
What do you got?
Wilderness?
Wrong. This describes the Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa.
I should have known.
And again, these come from the My Disney Experience app. So
they're wrong. Everything on MDE is wrong.
They're wrong. They describe their resort wrong. Yes. Okay, so that's a big zero.
Well, all right, look. How many times has MDE been right?
This is true. It struggled recently. This is true. Okay. Community, sprawling, peaceful.
Old Key West.
Oh, ba-boom! Stacey Nyman with the Old Key West. There we go. So we got one.
Contributed. Now I feel calm.
Validated. Your day's good.
I mean, I'm on the hook now.
All right. Here we go. This is an easy one. Peter, you got the app open there? What are you doing over
there? I'm upset. I'm checking something because the Grand Floridian is modeled after an 1800s resort. So that's not right.
You have to argue everything.
Have we met?
He kind of does. He kind of does. That's the deal. All right, here we go. Carnival? Charm? Nightlife?
French Quarter.
Port Orleans.
Boardwalk. Boardwalk. Yes. Carly Pazitano. There
High
we go.
Five, Carly.
Boys, this is not good, boys. Hang on.
That was Carnival?
Shocker.
Carnival. Yeah. Here we go.
No, that's a boardwalk. A carnival is different.
These come from MDE, bro.
And I was thinking of Carnival.
Hey.
So
that's what I was going with.
Thank you. Me and Tim are on the same page.
That's from what, the Brazilian resort they have at Disney?
Been here in the summer?
All right, here we go.
The whole place is Brazilian at that point.
Modern. Lakeside. Walking.
Contemporary.
Both of them are out.
Bay Lake Tower.
Bay Lake Tower. Stacey Nyman. Bay Lake Tower.
You just got hosed, Tim. I said it.
I'm listening.
I finished my word.
I'm listening.
Nah, you're listening for female voices, my friend. That's what you're listening for.
Here we go. Lakeside.
Shortest show ever.
Plush. Nautical.
Grand Floridian.
My house.
Oh.
Yacht Club.
Oh.
Man, boys, you guys are in trouble. They're up 4-0. Carly. Oh my gosh, they're up 4-0. This is a beating. It's a Chicago Bears game. It's a beating.
I could have predicted this.
Oh, all right. Ready? Here we go. Cyprus. Oh, this is embarrassing. Rootin' tootin'.
Fort Wilderness.
It is Fort Wilderness.
Good job, Stace.
Boys, we need a timeout. Call a 20. Call a 20.
I didn't even try.
Call a 20 here. This is... All right, here we go.
I already got hosed. I'm out. I'm done.
You better get back in. You got a long way to go.
I'm done. All right. I got screwed out of my point. No, you're not even listening for my voice.
Here we go. Artistry. Enchantment. Magic.
Your house. Was that fast enough? Did I win?
You didn't win, Pete. That's
all right. Well, then I tried at least. So there you go. Right.
Mr. Tim, you've got a long road to go here. Stacy, Carly, here we go.
Art of animation.
Art of animation.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Art of animation.
Duh. I'm thinking all deluxe. I forgot all about it.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, you snob.
You got a long way to catch up, though, guys.
Well, you said there was only 27 clues, which means there's only 8 rounds. We lost when you cheated me out of my point.
Ultra. Modern.
Contemporary.
That a boy. Way to get yourself back on the board.
I just say contemporary enough times, it's bound to be right.
Yeah, it's bound to be one of them, right?
Okay, one. Very good.
Polynesian.
Yeah. Vibrant. Lush. Leisurely.
Cue Polynesian.
Cue on the first word. No. Girls.
Beach club?
No. Mr. Tim.
Vibrant.
Cue on the first word. Vibrant. Lush.
Caribbean beach.
Leisurely.
Caribbean beach.
Vibrant. Lush. Leisurely. I guess we'll go Caribbean.
It's Caribbean beach.
All right.
That was a tag team. Mr. Tim held him in the corner and Pete gave him the big hammer in the meantime. Nice. Good work, boys. All right. Whimsical. Spotlight. Adventure. Whimsical. Spotlight.
All-Star Movies?
All-Star Movies. Carly Positano just picking them up and putting them down.
You know, anybody else notice she keeps looking down as if someone's like feeding her information every so often?
There you go.
Right. Jeff's over here with his phone.
All right, boys.
With the MDE up.
Here we go. America's Great Northwest.
Wilderness.
Wilderness Lodge. Tim, correct. There we go.
Fair, Pete. I just got cheated, so we're even.
Hey. Easy now. Spirit.
You're up 9-1. It's not that big of a deal.
It's 7-3. Spirit.
Polynesian.
There you go. Look at Tim.
Woo! What was that? Dang.
Spirit of Aloha.
Man.
Gotta take some chances. Break some eggs, you know?
Man.
I tried doing that. He just kept saying, wrong.
Mr. Wrong. Tim was like,
no.
I just like saying that, Pete. Keep on going. Fads. Toys.
Pop.
Oh, Stacy. Nice. Dang, you guys are good. I think I'd struggle in this one. I really would. You guys are good at this. Okay, now pay attention. Railroad. Copper.
Oh,
craftsmanship.
Concrete.
No.
No.
Boulder. Okay, hang on. Time out. We might need to, because who guessed it first? Carly had it first, right? I didn't hear Tim on the first round, so I'm gonna let
Mr. Copper Creek also. So
okay, so you're off. So Stacy, then you would have the first next chance.
I said Copper Creek.
She said Copper Creek first.
So yeah. Tim and Tim said Copper it. Creek.
Okay, so would it be Carly's turn now at this point, or would it be
Carly's turn? I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure, why not?
Boulder Ridge.
Yes. We need a buzzer system, Pete. We have to come up with the. We have to buy for.
Oh no, that might not be a bad idea to keep it fair, now wouldn't it?
Well, maybe we'll let you spend it with the Dubs credit card on Amazon. Get the buzzer system. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Pay attention. Safari.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Okay. But there's two resorts. No, you've ruined your chance. You're both out. You're both out. You're both out. Peter, it's... Okay. Okay, Stacy.
She already said Jumbo, so the only other one that's left is Kidani.
Who said Jumbo?
Stacy.
Okay.
I did not
see,
say
you
anything.
Don't pay attention.
She didn't say.
I never even talked.
I did. You're hearing things, Panacorvo. All right. So,
whatever.
So Animal Kingdom is wrong because it's right, but it's wrong. Kidani is not the choice here. Stacy, do you have a choice here? You have a guess here?
Jumbo House.
It was Safari, Savannah, Club Level.
Uh-huh, and, yes.
And that would have been Jumbo.
And that is a fantastic Club Level. The only one I've ever experienced. And we didn't have to pay for it, so that made it even better. So
nice.
Yeah,
everybody be mad at Pete because of where I live. I don't get to go stay at Club Level for free, so whatever.
Oh, it was so great. It spoiled us. I want to do it again so badly.
This one's hard, guys. Unique blend cultures.
Coronado Springs.
Coronado Springs. Good one.
Nice.
Good one, Tim. Good one.
Or the home of the NBA real soon.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm. No doubt. All right, a few more here. You guys got right now it's 5 for the boys, 10 for the ladies. Sophistication. This describes us, by the way. Sophistication, elegance.
Grand Floridian.
Tim, did you say Grand Floridian?
Yep.
Tim did. There you go. And lavish.
Sophistication and elegance from the guy that's wearing a printed on tie.
Compliment your very elegant outfit tonight, Chris.
I mean, got me impressive. A Baby Ruth candy bar, Peter. Just so you know.
And didn't win you nothing.
Too? All right.
My goodness.
Do not pay that bet. That's
here we go.
Oh, well.
You're going to have to think a little bit outside the box for this one, guys. Okay.
All right.
That's a hint, just so you know. Clamshell. Coral Aqua.
Each club.
Outside the box here. No. It's on My Disney Experience, but they have a wide range.
Oh, it's one of those.
Clamshell, Coral Aqua. And like, I pretend like I know. I really didn't know until I actually researched it, so I would have got this wrong.
So I'm assuming it's one of the Good Neighbor hotels at Disney.
Oh, is it this one?
It is the Swan.
Nice.
It is the Swan.
That's not even what I was thinking of, so that's great.
Very good. Romance, pageantry, cobblestone.
Border Lanes?
Okay, so you're out. Boys. You have to be specific, Carly Positano.
Oh, dang it.
French Quarter.
I had to admit that my correction was kind of a hint. I knew that one was going to happen. So.
No, I'm sitting there. I'm trying to think of where I've even seen cobblestones outside of, like, Liberty Square.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
and
picture the horses.
That's the only place that I remember seeing cobblestones anywhere.
Gotcha. We have 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 8 to go here, so it's still anyone's game.
Yeah, sure. Great, Tim. We're going to lose. Just so you know.
Well, you need
I
to get
think,
the right answers.
I was prepared for that.
You need to have
start.
The right answers. Okay. Guitar. Pool.
All-star music.
Mr. Van Swole. Very good. Okay, ready? Rustic. Porches, amenities.
Port Orleans Riverside.
No. Rustic.
Villas.
Hang on. Mr. Carly, I'm sorry?
Copper Creek.
Copper Creek it is. Very good. Villas, Lush, Horseshoe Curved.
I
and it was mentioned earlier. Villas, lush, horseshoe curved. And if you need another hint, I got one more.
I think we need another hint.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshoe curved was described in a different language on the My Disney Experience app. There's a word for it. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. But it's described in a different language.
Well, that wasn't a useful hint.
Really?
Animal Kingdom Lodge? Kidani?
Kidani.
Wait a minute. How many?
Yes. She was using the full proper name, Pete, of course. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sure. We'll take that one.
All right. Competitive? Fan?
All-star sports.
That a boy. All-star sports. That a boy. Nice. All right. Hospitality. Picturesque.
Port Orleans Riverside.
Port Orleans Riverside. The boys are coming back. They're coming back.
Daisy, we're in trouble.
I know.
Okay, this one's Enchantment. Like in Disney, everything says enchantment.
Yeah.
It course. Could be the tense. Enchantment in the tense. Enchantment. Inspired. Mm-hmm. Europe.
Riviera.
Peter.
Riviera.
Yeah.
Peter. Okay.
I'm the only one that's even been in that resort so far.
This is very true. Casual. Charming. This could describe any of them. Casual. Charming. Elegance.
Oh, no, that's not me. Never mind.
Beach Club.
Beach Club.
Stacy with the Beach Club.
Nice one, Stace.
All right. One left, guys. Modern architecture, triangular.
Contemporary.
No.
Oh.
That word triangular actually was a Chris word. It was not in MDE, but you understand in a second.
Shades of green?
No.
Oh, no. Try to think what.
Modern architecture?
She's been told a number of times already. Let her think.
Triangular. Oh, Peter, you got it? You know it? Okay.
I think I do.
Okay.
I don't know. Hilton Head.
No.
The Dolphin.
The Dolphin.
Oh, duh.
The Dolphin.
It's actually triangular.
Yes. Peter, when I try to describe the Dolphin, they use such, like, generic words to describe the Dolphin. I was like...
Because it's just a Marriott. Who cares?
But, like, it literally is shaped triangular. So I was it like, is. I have that's, to throw it in
yeah.
there.
No, that's why...
I thought Hilton Head over the Dolphin.
And that so is the end of them, guys. At this point, the score is...
Too many to not enough.
Girls. it is the appropriate score. 14 for the ladies, 12 for the gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and had I not gotten hosed, it would have been a tie.
13-13.
You guys really did a nice job coming back.
You know what? Yeah, I got
Tim one. Did a nice job coming back.
I got to tell you guys, honestly.
I got the last one.
I just stunk at that game. Even when I was saying them to you, I was thinking, how would I get... I couldn't get those. You guys did a really good job. Though All-Star Music, if you have a chance to go to MDE and read the write-up for it, it's like two sentences like, oh, we got a guitar-shaped pool. A lot of fun. Like, they need some better writers for that one.
So. You know what else you can do on MDE, Chris? You can make reservations for things. It's.
I did not know that. I only use it for the write-ups, Tim.
Well,
it's a really useful app.
Theoretically, you can make reservations on it.
I guess so.
At the current moment in time, as of this recording on the 3rd of June, that is not the case.
That's true. This is about its only use right now.
You can't even buy tickets on MDE right now.
At this time, we're all just planning our Malik-style vacations.
That's right.
All right, so...
Not me.
Tim, Stacy, Carly, and myself, We've got Peter here, and we can ask him one question. So come up with a great question. He's been to Disney Springs.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And there's probably a question you've really wanted to know. And if you haven't, I'm going to give you 35 seconds to think of one. And Peter's going to answer that question. Pete, I'll go first. I'll buy them some time.
Okay.
So I went for a walk today, and it was about 85 degrees, and it was like 60% humidity in Chicago. And I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I'll be honest, this would be hard to have the mask on for 10 or 12 hours, but we could do it because our walking pace at the park is different than outside. Mm-hmm. Did you see a lot of people with their masks off at Disney Springs?
No.
It was well controlled, or they just respected it?
Everybody seemed to respect it. The only time you would see somebody without a mask on is if they were sitting at a table and they had a drink or food in front of them.
Gotcha.
Because that's the only time you're allowed to have your mask off at the Springs. Now, the rumor is, and I saw that Universal actually installed one of them yesterday or today, what they're calling like relaxation zones, where they're telling people you have to increase your social distance, but they are allowing people to take their mask off to get a couple of minutes of fresh air without having to breathe through fabric.
Gotcha.
Whether or not they're going to do that at the Springs, I don't know. But, I mean, it was very well maintained. Everybody I saw had masks on.
Who was monitoring it?
There are more people that work for the Disney company walking around Disney Springs right now than I have ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I mean, security is doing it. They have they have cast members that are just there specifically for like questions regarding the masks and stuff. When you get there, they actually have Advent Health staff administering the temperature checks and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's not just some, you know, 19-year-old kid that they hired for $8 an hour to check people's temps. They're actual medical trained staff.
Gotcha. Stacey, you had a question? Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, that's so unfair. Now that you said about the temperatures, speaking of that, how did that process go? Were you waiting in line for a long time, or to explain it? Like, how do they take your temperature? Do they put it under your tongue? I know that's not how they do it, but what do they do?
It's a thermal gun. They literally just point it at your forehead for about 2 seconds. Your temp pops up. As long as you're under the predetermined limit, which I believe is 100.3 or 4, then they say, have a good time, enjoy. Nice. If you are over that, they'll bring you over to another area that's tented off, and they'll give you a couple of minutes to try to get your temp down because, you know, they don't know where you've walked from or, you know, what have you. If you had the sunroof open or if you, you know, had the sun beating down on you while you were waiting in traffic or whatever happens to be the case. But that being said, if you do come up over the temp limit or anybody in your group comes up over the temp limit, nobody in your group is going in.
Oh, it's everybody in your group. Wow.
Yeah. So they do suggest check your temp before you come to the Springs if you have that ability to do so.
Okay. I'm just glad that JJP is not part of the broadcast and answered that question. We're just going to leave it right there about the temperature. But anyways, we're just going to leave it right there.
That's good. That's good.
How big of the group size, Pete, can you have walking around?
I was never told that you could have anything over a certain size or under a certain size. So
okay. In Illinois, you can't have a gathering of larger than 10 people right now. So I just didn't know if there was...
Right. But I mean... How are they going to enforce how you're walking around?
Especially with families. I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point. Carly, question?
Well, Jeff really wants to know if you have to bring your own hot dogs or if those are provided whenever you stop.
I would stop, you know, hit up a Publix or, you know, whatever you really want to do. Good luck getting the grill through. I don't know if that'll be allowed again.
How did the grill pass through the first time?
I have no idea.
And the charcoal briquettes.
But you would say they don't check bags.
Okay.
It's not a bag check. I mean, the Springs is still open just like it always was.
Gotcha.
You just have to go through the temperature check now. They're still not checking to see what you have in your bag. And if you got
in the wagon,
people with
if
enough
you have
backpacks,
kids. Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
One person has the grill, one person has the briquettes, one person has the hot dogs, one person has the tongs.
Disney Springs,
you
sponsored
people,
by
man.
Kingsford.
You can do it.
Right, there we go. Okay. Mr. Van Swole. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carly.
Were there a lot of stores open? Like, and were they having major occupancy limitations? Because that's what we find here whenever we go out. It's like, oh, four people are allowed in the store. Okay.
A good majority of the stores are open. I know when I live streamed from there, I would kind of walk through and said, you know, this store's not back yet, but it's coming. And most of those stores were like the Disney-owned stores. So like Candy Cauldron, Marvel, Disney Style, the Star Wars Galaxy store. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of those stores weren't open yet. I know Under Armour just recently reopened. Uniqlo was open. Levi's wasn't open the first day, but they were open the following Wednesday. So, I mean, the majority of the stores are back. And depending on the size of the store was kind of where they would kind of determine the limits of how many people were allowed in the stores. But, like, I walked into Ron John and I wasn't told, hey, we need you to wait. Now, there were stores where that was the case, where they're like, we can't let anybody else in right now. Please wait here. And they had social distancing marks on the ground. As far as like, okay, I need you to just wait here with your group, and then the next group is waiting 6 feet behind you. They do have some directional arrows on the ground as well to try to keep people from like constantly passing and like passing each other, you know, like wrong way drivers on a one way street.
That's social.
So they're trying to keep people on one side moving one direction and the people going the other direction on the other side of the pathways.
Gotcha. And was it successful?
For the most part, yeah.
Because in Jewel and Walmart right now, it's not.
Oh, trust me, I know.
It is not.
I know.
Okay. Tim, give us a question. What do you got for Pete?
I was going to ask something kind of along those lines. I read that they were going to have a check-in system for some of the more popular stores like the Marketplace or World of Disney.
Yeah.
Did you experience that?
I attempted to. I was there the day World of Disney was opening. I stood in line for a while. And then they said, okay, it'll be 6 to 7 hours approximately before we can get you into the store. I got rained on a couple times, and then I was like, yeah, I don't need to film in there that bad.
Hang on. So explain the process. So. They reach capacity, then they were going to remove everybody and sanitize. Is that why the 6 to 7 hour mark at this point?
No. It was because you had to stand in line, and you were literally in a virtual queue to get into the store.
Dang.
So it was like going on Rise of the Resistance.
Hashtag Florida. Okay.
So you would like you give them your cell number and they send you a text message like, okay, you can come back and shop now. Come give us your money.
Come give us your money 7 hours from now.
It's your turn to give us your money.
Wait, line. Okay.
And then you go back to the store. They're only allowing people in one door, and that was the door over by Emirates.
Okay, that's well controlled at least. Good.
The other doors were you were free to exit from those other doors. From what I heard, all of the cashier locations were open to try to minimize any lines trying to check out and things like that.
Okay.
So,
excellent.
I didn't get into the store, like I said, because I was not waiting around after getting rained on more than once.
Gotcha.
I was like, yeah, it's time for me to leave.
Do you know, are the outlets open right now?
The outlets are open. Not all of the stores are open. Last time I was there, Character Warehouse was not yet open.
Okay.
But the last time I was there was the day World of Disney was reopening, so they may just not have the staff to put there yet.
Gotcha. Last question. Locals' perspective, traffic flow. 20% of normal, 50% of normal? What do you think?
At the Springs or like in general?
In general.
In general, it's starting to build back up a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe half.
Okay.
Now, around the Springs is a pain because they're only allowing you to park in Lime Garage and Orange Garage.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry, I still parked in my garage.
Gotcha.
But they're only allowing you to enter the garage from one location. So I actually have to pass the garage, go all the way down to Orange Garage, flip around, and then go back and park in Lime Garage.
Gotcha. Are you confident?
Pain in the rear end.
Are you confident that what they're doing right now would keep people safe, Peter?
As long as people are abiding by the rules that they're setting forth, I don't see there an issue.
Gotcha. That's what we mentioned last time in the show, is just do your part. You know, everyone just do your part, you know.
You know, and I know there's people out there who be like, well, I'm not going if I have to wear a mask because that's not magical. Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's the answer, right?
That's your decision. You know, like we said, there's nothing that says, oh, you're an AP holder, you're local, you have to be at the park on Thursday at 10. We expect to see you Thursday at 10.
Correct.
It's if you want to go, great. Make a reservation. Try to get access to the park when it opens, because we're going to have to ask for access on the days we want to go. And that's it.
That's true. Stacy Nyman and I are Great America season pass holders. Stacy, when's your next trip planned?
To Six Flags?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know.
Me too. We just don't have one right now. And we're not afraid of just losing that money, because
Fright Fest.
We want to be sure it's safe, and we want to
exactly. We
want to see what happens. So, anyways.
And does anybody really want to go to Six Flags?
The group meetup. The group meetup would be fun, right?
Yeah,
there you go. I will say Legoland opened. They are already open.
Mm-hmm.
They are not requiring masks.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
But they also do not have the crowd levels that Disney and Universal generally have either.
Gotcha. All right. So if anybody's got any questions, if you're listening, reach us on Twitter. I've had some good feedback this week on Twitter. You know, at WW Review, reach us on Facebook in our listener group, which is called EDCOT. If you have any questions for Mr. Van Swole, Tim, my buddy, my diet buddy, Carly, Peter, walking his 5K, Stacy, running, and Stacy, yeah. I read about something. I want to get into this next show about your foot issue right now. So we'll talk about that later on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Super weird. I've been reading, like, what's going on there? So,
because I don't need another, you know, I need another thing to whatever.
We'll leave him on a cliffhanger. All right. So for downloading and listening, we appreciate it. For my friends, Peter, Carly, Tim, Stacy, thank you, and have a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for your patience with that. I think everything came better afterwards. So, hey, it's hard to hear four voices chiming in at once, for Christ's sakes. You know what I got to do next time?
Man.
I got to raise you a colored piece of paper, you know?
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the volume on my microphone all the way up next time.
Do it.
And I'm just going to blow everybody else out, and you won't hear anything but me.
It wouldn't hurt if you had the right answers, too, Pete. That would have helped, too. I'm just going to
say. That's irrelevant.
I'm just going to say.
Right answers are overrated. That's bull.
Just going to throw it out there.
My house was the right answer for that one. Maybe. Laid back, elegant. Maybe. That's my place.
Lavish, maybe. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.